Well, it's that time of the week. We do it every Wednesday where we talk about minding your money and doing it better. We're joined, as we always are, by financial advisor Paul Roelofse. And Paul, a very good afternoon to you. On your mind, a 13th check or some kind of year-end bonus for, I guess, what will be probably less people this year and than we would have had in the past. But it's important advice. Where would you start? Good afternoon to you.
Hi, John. Yes, certainly the if you're lucky enough to get a 13th check or a bonus,
indeed.
I think, you know, bird in the hand is between the bush. You know, that's an old axiom which we need to grip onto now. So take some of the money and let's save it. There's a principle in financial planning. If you want to get well into the future, you need to save first and then spend the rest. So save first is the mentality. It's not an excuse to go and spend it. What portion of this bonus can I save? And, you know, there are things like a money market account in a bank where I can take R1,000 and I put it into the bank and the interest rates have risen so nicely and steeply for me, so I'm going to get that compound interest into the future. I've got something to show before I get to January. It's not about spending now and, you know, spoiling myself. So I think the first thing to think about is save first and spend the rest.
What about clearing debts? I mean, bonds always come to mind, but maybe I don't know how the retail world operates in terms of maybe accelerating payments on, for example, lounge suites.
Well, you know, you raise a great point there, John. Debt is rising. The cost of debt is rising. So there's an opportunity there with your 13th check. But say, well, a little extra into the debt that I'm going to save that much more because the effective rate is what the bank is charging me right now. And we know that interest rates have gone up quite steeply in the last year. So let's get rid of debt. And that's a great starting point as well. Let's save first, spend the rest. Let's go to debt. Let's pay up some of the debt, which is going to cost us a little less before we turn the year.
Yeah, I mean, Paul, as a financial planner, you know better than I do that so many money decisions are tied up with emotions and family or family relationships or relationships of another kind. You must have to engage with that when you chat with your clients. You know, somebody coming along and saying, "Yeah, but you know, Paul, we've had a really, really rough year. My son couldn't go on the rugby tour, whatever happened in the COVID years. I really just feel I've got this bonus. I ought to treat them." How do you engage with that? Because your points on the money matters are well taken, but money's also about the emotional, surely.
I hear that, and it's a very delicate balance, John.
Yeah.
You know, it's a question of making the right decisions now that they don't harm you later on.
Right.
And, you know, you can splurge now and then pick up the pieces a little later on in the January blues. You know, when those statements arrive in January, yes. Then you realize, you know, the hangover is there.
Yeah.
But on the other side of it, John, it's a question of balance. It's a question of saying, well, maybe now is the time for me to make that choice. Let me not overindulge. Let me find something to spoil myself with in the festive season, which I deserve.
Yes.
But on the other side of it, let me also put a little bit away and rest on that for the new year. Because we always confront this problem in the new year. It's about catching up. It's about getting back on the front foot. So to your question, I think there's a balance in that question, which you have to arrive at.
Paula, are you the killjoy who people end up thanking later? Do they say, you know, Paul, I felt like kicking in your door when I left, but I have to thank you.
there's somewhere you've got to find a balance.
Paul Roelofse joining us for Minding Your Money. If there's things about your money that you'd like to learn to mind better, do drop me a note, 31702 or 0727021702. We're always on the lookout for other kinds of things that we could cover. Things come to mind. Paul and our other partners doing this show come up with ideas, but there may be something special that you would like to cover either with Paul or Some Care. Give us a note.